I'm good.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay, you ready, Kay?
Yeah.
Welcome everybody to the Western Union Basin Mosquito Abatement Force District Board Meeting for December 17th, 2025. Read on the minutes, please.
Okay. Consideration of minutes for the meeting held October 15th, 2025, K-8 President from regular board meeting. Motion to approve minutes with corrections by Kathy Moon, seconded by Alan Heisman. Motion approved by all present. Discussion and consideration of payables for the month of November 2025. Motion to pay the bills as made by Glenn Jessen, seconded by Connie Sweat. Motion approved by all present. Financial statement for the month of November 2025. Motion to accept the financial statement as presented was made by Connie Sweat, seconded by Alan Heisman. Motion approved by all present. Discussion and consideration of tentative budget. Board members reviewed the projected ending 2025 budget and proposed 2026 budget. Motion to accept a tentative budget for 2025 and 2026 with correction for the PTO was made by Glenn Jessen, seconded by Kathy Moon. Motion approved by all present. Business for the board, brief discussion of K-Way's PTO approval. K-Way and Alan has Dr. Miles to discuss the PTO. The district board need to update the PTO policy. This will be discussed further. Motion by Connie Sweat to pay out the 240 hour accrued for 2025 and grandfather in the 600 hours of director week had previously accrued. Seconded by Kathy Moon. Motion approved by all present. Glenn Jessen made the motion to adjourn. There was no.
We must have quit.
Need a motion on the minutes.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Payables, please.
Payables for December 11th, 20th. Alan Haslam, $200. Chipper Finn, $200. Connie Sweat, $200. Charlie Strubble, $200. Kathy Moon, $200. Glenn Jessen, $200. And on the 12th, second, Acock Miles County Services, $450. Moon Lake Electric for electricity, $229.86. Enbit for natural gas, $157.75. Rachel Richards for payroll, $184.70. K-Rate payroll, $5,215.32. Strata Networks for telephone services, $280.66. Zions Bank, that was on the 12th. Zions Visa, $179.01. Today's payables were King Baker Garbage, $85, Victor Car Wash for $10, Steve Dalton, Garbage Trust for $107.14, Roosevelt City for Water and Sewer, $36.50, K-Way for PTO and the setting, $7,797.6, for a total paid out of $15,926.70.
Make a motion to accept payables as read.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Daniel, you second.
I did.
Financial statements for December 2025.
Financial statement. Public Treasuries Investment Fund on 11/1st bounced forward to $677,630.91. There was a deposit from Duchesne County Trade deposit for $23,554.58. There was interest earned on the 30th of 4.0764%, $2,373.93 for a total of $703,559.42. The Mount America Credit Union has balanced forward on the savings account of $3,729.20. There was interest earned at 0.50%, 16 cents, $3,729.36. Checking account balance forward is $51,999.81. It was my IRS payment of $138.06. Analysis fee was $4.30. And there were 21 checks cleared to pay bills, $10,594.44 would be balance of $40,067.01. Being a total of all money, $747,355.79.
Any questions? Motion on the financial statement.
I'll make a motion to approve the financials as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second, Chip, or...
Tracy.
Okay.
PTIF.
PTIF, these are your
Bank statements.
Statements from the banks. On the proposed amended 2025 operational budget, this is to make sure that we don't spend. You'll see here all the PTO account where it's at, down to $101,836.7. We transferred $150,000 in there to make sure that we all our debts are covered. It's $1,112 to cover the PTO, and there was a 610 adjustment for the 3% pay raise, and there were $30,220 for ATV purchases, $49,000 for new trucks, $2,500 for Silco for Robert Myers, a total of $90,442. In the total carryover in the capital projects fund is total carry, let's see, no, $150,000, not even sent out of that transfer we put in, there's $59,558 total carryover. The total left in the budget for the end of the year would be about $59,558. Anything excess at the end of the year, the total adjusted at 2025 year end budget is $161,361.57. And that's to take and cover for the trucks, for the vehicles, and everything else. Underground remediation to capital project fund for $35,000. West Nile contingency fund, $268,015.67. New equipment, ATV, $30,000. New vehicle, $55,000. Building and grounds. And that's what's left.
Motion on the proposed budget or amended.
We need to have, we just need to make, have a motion to amend the budget.
Yep.
I'll
make a motion to amend the 2025 budget.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who second? Thank you.
Yeah.
Proposed operating.
Okay, this is proposed operational budget. We have to approve this, and we have to send the accountant to have a report to the state.
When is that?
Charlie got a notice yesterday, and I got a notice yesterday, and the state left, make, want to make sure that we get the budget in, but we got 30 days to get it. Take the accountant, they should fill out the report.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
He...
I've signed it.
Do you need that, though, to give to ACOG and Miles?
What?
Do you need that for ACOG and Miles, or you just give them the budget?
I'll send this budget up to them, but have you got a printout of what the state wants? I think the county, the accountants have it.
Yeah, because you just have to send the budget.
I just take it to them, they fill it out.
Yeah, because I don't do it for here.
You signed that, you already did. Yeah, I said that, everybody signed it, I think. So, the chemicals, $50,000. We didn't use a whole lot of chemicals this year, but we won't have to order a whole lot next year, but we better have some just in case we get some snow. Maybe.
I'm with Tracy, it needs to snow enough to cool as well for it tonight.
I heard him down there. Hoping that we got snowed in.
I don't care if it's cold enough.
He's got to water his crops. Telephone, $6,000. Utilities, $10,000. Insurance, $45,000. Office, $500. Vehicle maintenance, $11,000. Fuel and gas, $25,000. Budget incentive, $1,000. UMAA, UASD, $1,500, Public Relations, $800, Director Salary, $72,532.63. And Seasonal Help, $75,250. Trustees Expenses, $16,000. I'll have to look on that, let me look at that as far as the... I think that's what it was the last time, wasn't it?
Trustees?
Let's go look at it.
$3,800.
So you really have that one?
Yeah. $22,533.63, I don't know if that's exactly right, but I said, don't seem like it, but... Seasonal Help, $75,250, Trustees Expenses, $16,000. Job Services, $500, Physical, $500, State Department, $16,000. Supplies and Services, $10,000, Travel Expenses, $1,000. Accounting Services, $17,000. Total proposed budget is $359,583.63. And then we have the projected revenue is $342,942 from taxpayers. Surplus equipment sales, $45,705. Interest earned at $24,000. We have a projected revenue of $412,674.
So do you have to put in there to buy your new machines and everything?
That's it. We put that over on the capital projects fund, not to stay in the capital projects fund. All we do in the end of the year, when we come to our budget, we take the money out of capital projects fund, $150,000, to cover all in excess expenses. Then anything excess that's left over in the budget will go back into capital projects fund when the new budget comes to us, when we start getting that. The figures as far as the capital projects fund, the figures for the truck and for the new equipment, that will probably stay about the same. Where it will probably go up is on the West Nile contingency or something on building and grounds or something. We'll just put money, what extra money we have in there.
Okay.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, we need a motion. We don't need some.
2026 operating budget.
I make a motion, accept.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, y'all need to sign this. Right here, where it says trustees.
Public notice.
Oh, that's just telling you what they were having our meeting.
Pardon?
But we have to post that too, so.
Yeah.
It's just the same, the third Wednesday at 7:30.
And there's box of oranges and ham for each one of you.
No meeting next month.
No meeting next month.
Oh, holiday. I can go camping.
You going south?
Yeah, you better, hadn't you?
Yeah.
You don't want to go up yellow pine.
He's not going up Wall Street.
No. No, I think I'm just telling my wife had a hip replacement Tuesday.
Oh.
A total hip replacement. So I think I'm home for 4 or 5 months.
Oh, he's doing honeydew.
She's had it done up.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. She had it done last Tuesday. I'm
eager. Oh, I'm so sorry for her.
Oh, I hope she's doing well.
She had it done in Park City.
Yeah, Park City. They come. They either operate in Park City or Eagle. And hers just happened to be in Eagle. That Dr. Blake or the Park City.
Okay. Is anybody going to adjourn?
Motion. Move the meeting to adjourn.
Second. He seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay, I'm out of here.
It's non-contestable once the motion's made.
Well, it was good to see y'all again.